Hey guys, welcome to the J Maddie and Crevo podcast. Friday over, guys. How you feeling today?
Good, really good, actually.
Jade, you said it felt like a short week.
It did. It felt like it went super quick.
Why do you think that is?
I was having fun, Maddie. That's what they say, isn't it? That the saying?
Oh, dear.
Corny Jade is back.
Do you know what? So we've got our big promotion tonight, the Novo's Kiss and Tell for Valentine's. And it's basically like 60 single people that are going to be on a boat together and a whole heap of stuff is going to happen. We're going to match them up and NASA from MAFS is going to be there. I'm pretty excited, actually.
Now, we were talking off air earlier, like wardrobe choices. Jackson, holy dooly, the man looks stylish as always, but he's gone for like a millionaire on a yacht look.
Well,
is
I mean,
how I'd describe
shirt
it.
Tucked in. He asked this me my thoughts you, on his outfit, and I said, "Look, I'll be honest. I don't know about the tucked in shirt."
But of course,
and you know
he
what he said?
You.
No, he didn't actually. He said, "You know what? I'm going half tucked, half untucked."
And what do you think of that?
Well, he wouldn't show me a photo, so I don't know what it looks like.
We'll see tonight, I guess.
Do you know what, Jade? For someone that wears quite out there outfits sometimes.
Yeah.
Very fascinating. He's just wearing a white shirt with some tan pants and you're like, nah.
I just don't know how I feel about a tucked in shirt like that.
Does your husband...
And no socks with his... He's got suave businessman shoes on.
That's a
and
thing,
there's no
though.
Socks.
That's a thing.
That, I don't think it should be a thing.
You've got to be fashion forward to do that, though.
Ultra, no.
Jade, what are you wearing?
I haven't even thought about it yet.
Weren't you going to go dress shopping or something?
No, I thought about it, but I don't want to spend any money, so I'm going to try and hopefully see if I fit into any clothes in my wardrobe.
Why don't you go op shop shopping today?
You know what? I wish
you like
I
a bargain, Jade.
I do, but I don't have the eye when it comes to op shops. Like, some people can go into those shops and have the eye and create this fantastic piece. I don't have it. I'm too commercialized.
I really dislike op shops.
Really?
Do you?
No good. No
I love
good.
It for bric-a-brac.
Do you know what? There's one op shop that I love. It's in Sydney. It's called C's Flashback, if you're listening from Sydney, on Crown Street. They have the most amazing 80s/90s jackets and gear that are actually really cool.
But is it one of those op shops where they've jacked the price up? So the jackets
absolutely.
Are like $80.
Yeah.
See, I refuse to pay that.
It's kind of counterproductive, isn't it, going to an op shop?
Like, well, then, but the whole point is to raise money for charity.
Well, I don't think that one is.
No,
I think
no,
it's
that's...
pure for profit.
Oh, well, no.
If you're on Crown Street, though.
Shame. Get the shame bell out.
Like, if you're down there, you're probably pretty fashion forward, though, if you're buying, like, the specific 80s legit jacket, you know, from that shop.
Well, we've discussed before, Crevo. I love my Nike Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
And I really want to get my hands on a pair of original, like, 1990s.
How much were they going
versions?
For?
Oh, I reckon $400 or $500 maybe.
Far
maybe
out.
More if they're in good condition. And in the box, you're into the thousands, I would say.
Yeah, but they're just so good. And do you know what? They would probably last years and years and years.
Probably longer than today's.
Probably.
Well, look, I'm wearing a pair now. They look pretty ratty. I'm going to show them to you. These are, like, a month old.
They're not even ratty. They're
they
perfect.
Look perfect.
Do you reckon? These have been my best pair yet, actually.
You know why? It's been because like, I know it's been raining the last week, but before that, we've had all this dry time, so no puddles have been stepped on.
This is very true. My last pair I took over to Bali, and obviously I didn't have any sneakers or anything, so I just wore my white shoes. So, trudging through the rainforests and the mud. Do you know what? They actually were okay.
What's everyone else doing for the weekend?
Nothing.
Nothing? Sleep?
Nothing.
Are you working?
Yeah, I have to work Sunday, which is always great.
Yeah, I did that shift last week. We tag team. It's horrible.
Getting paid. What are you up to, Jade?
I'm actually getting a massage on Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that from the amateur masseuse that you do for plugs on the show?
Correct.
Do you pay for that at all?
No, it's free. It's freebie. And I've got Ben hooked up as well this time around.
So are you going for a couple's massage?
Yeah.
This is the closest you get to a Valentine's gift, isn't it?
Exactly.
A free massage you organised.
You know what's quite funny, Jade?
Yeah.
You were so bruised last time you went to the apprentice masseuse. And all we heard for a week was, I'm so sore, I can't walk. Why would you put yourself through this again? You're a glutton for punishment.
No, but it actually did help, though. Like, yeah, even though I was bruised and swollen, it helped.
No, there doesn't sound like it.
There were cricket-sized balls on either side of your hips.
I know.
And not the good type of balls.
Well, we know I like a set of those.
Yes, yes, that's true.
And a freebie. We're descending, this is your dream weekend.
We're descending into balls chat, so time to get to the podcast, guys. Enjoy.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Crevo, Jade, welcome to Friday, and it's Valentine's Day. How are we feeling?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Jeez, that was very unenthusiastic.
Oh, I don't know. Look, I'm just very excited because later on we've got the lizard coming in, which I can't wait for.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're not up to scratch, Azzy, the lizard's coming into the studio.
That's a name, does it? It's a horrible-looking creature.
He's a beautiful-looking lizard.
You take that back.
Stop being so lizardous.
So we put this on our Facebook page for you to name... You're a worm, after your ex, and we're going to feed it to the lizard.
That's right. So it's a way of cleansing your life of those terrible exes that you've had.
Do you know what? On the show yesterday, talking about the benefits of being in a relationship, you guys trying to convince me that it's a great thing. You know, I'm the only one on this team, including Hamish and producer Jackson, that isn't in a relationship. No present buying from me.
Oh, is that the best benefit you can think
really
of?
Yeah, it really is. What happened this morning? Was there anything romantic at your house, Jade?
No. I woke up and I tried to be quiet as possible.
It's way too early.
What about you, Crevo?
That's too early. I'm not doing anything at this time of the morning.
Oh, that's when it... anyway, let's move on.
Maddie likes it in the morning.
Oh, there we go.
I just learnt something about Maddie.
There we go.
Hey, also, guys, across the day today on the show, feel free to call the show anytime, 13 10 09, if you want to leave a little Valentine's shout-out to your partner. We're just going to play them throughout the show. So
just randomly.
Yeah, get involved. I'm next going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It, get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's topic. We'll do it after Dan Shay, Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours. Good morning.
New FM, Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
How's that fence feeling, guys? You better get off because there's no fence sitting allowed. Love it or loathe it time. Your thoughts on the daily topics. Today's topic is the Newcastle driverless bus service.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, love it.
I'm going to say loathe it only purely from uncertainty because I haven't been on one yet and the idea sort of freaks me out a little.
This is the question, really. Do you feel comfortable going on a bus that has no driver?
Yeah, fine with it.
You're totally fine.
Yeah, the future's here. Get on board.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on it because I use a car and that's the easy way
to get
around.
Clearly, a lot of people are feeling a bit nervous about doing so.
Because it's
obviously,
new.
In Hamish's news, they're saying that it's hardly being used at all.
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's going.
It's about 2 people a day only.
Yeah, like Hamish, these aren't big numbers whatsoever.
It's the on-demand driver service. So yeah. It's not unmanned bus driver service.
There you go. I screwed that story up, didn't I?
I was gonna say,
but that's all right. Yeah, the same question applies. I wouldn't get on the driverless bus. I did see the ad for it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
From Newcastle Council.
They look a bit weird.
Mm. Yeah, it's just change. Like, you know what I mean? Humans, we'll get on board, Maddie, I'm sure, down the track.
Yeah, you don't strike me as someone that would, you know, jump on board a driverless bus, Jade. I feel like you'd be too paranoid.
After a few people have tried it, because then I know it's safe.
Is there a lawsuit in this?
I do need some money.
Yeah, don't we all?
As I said, 13 10 09 this morning, get your Valentine's Day messages through. Next, though, we're playing What's Maddie Saying, guys?
That's right. This is your chance to win yourself a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. Now, Maddie, you've got a dental spacer, which you pop in your mouth and it, you know, widens your lips up really wide.
It does. Here, I'll just pop it in.
Yes, nice lips.
Maddie's going to then say...
You have nice lips.
I have nice lips.
You do.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they are. They're nice. I was watching you put with a dental spacer in just then, and they're quite plump.
It highlights them. And then Maddie's going to say something. If you can figure out what it is, then you win that double pass to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, 13 10 09 to call the show.
Finger, la, la.
Oh, okay, I know what it is. 13 10 09 if you want to guess what Maddie's saying for that double pass to Reddingston is at Charlestown.
That's right, we'll do it next at the Novos. It's 6:12 for your Valentine's Day Friday. Good morning. What's Maddie saying?
Basically, yeah. Maddie puts a dental spacer in his mouth.
That's right.
And then he says something.
Yes.
You guess what he says. And then you can win a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. Is that easy to be a winner with us?
Good for you, Jade. It really is. Shall we listen to what I was saying?
Yeah, please.
Here we go. Wow, that's really hard, isn't it? Who's first today?
It's Eddie. How you doing, Eddie?
How
you,
Eddie? All right, yourself, mate?
Yeah, doing really well. Valentine's plans sorted. What you got going on?
Oh, nothing too busy. Just bloody go out for a bit of dinner, maybe, and that's about it.
Yeah, nice.
With the missus, or?
Yeah,
yeah. Nice.
What
are you saying to him,
Jay? I wasn't sure if he was going out with the mates and he was going to maybe, you know, try to pick up on Valentine's Day.
That's possible. Now, you're out at Aberglasson. Are you in the new bit or the older bit?
The newer bit, yeah.
Yeah, nice one. Nice new house. Very good. Well, let's try and win you a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. What do you think Matty is saying?
Is he saying Happy Valentine's Day?
No, he's not.
Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
Eddie, thanks for that,
Enjoy your day. Let's go to Michael. Hey, Michael.
How you going?
Yeah, going good, mate. What's your plans tonight? You doing anything special or...?
Oh, can't really say on the radio, could I?
Oh, it's like that, eh?
Hey. Okay, robbing your bank. Okay.
So is it a once-a-year thing, or, you know, do you go the extra mile just for this day?
I'd say the extra mile.
Yeah. Oh, look Special at that. Special occasions.
Yeah.
Maybe birthdays in there as well.
Possibly.
Hey, Michael, what's the song you put on in the background on Valentine's Day?
Like, for a bit of romantic time, you're putting on a bit of, I don't know, 50 Cent.
50 Cent, come on.
Oh, Michael, let's win your movie tickets, mate. What am I saying today?
Can I hear it one more time, please?
You can indeed. Here it is. There you go.
I've
no
idea. It's got to do with Maddie maybe being single. No, he's out. Can I say it? Because I got it today.
Thank you, Michael.
Should we let Jade say it?
Yeah, come on, please. Please.
Yeah,
all right,
single life is the best life.
Yes, there it is.
There it is.
No movie ticket for you, though.
Damn.
Nice try.
Damn.
Next, though, guys, we're talking about eye injuries. Now, this is because yesterday, just before we were about to go on air, Maddie picked up his headphones, as we do each time, and swung them around, smashed himself in the corner of the eye with the hard plastic bit.
Guys, it is so bruised and sore today. Like, there's a lump.
There really is. And what I thought we could do, 13 10 09, what are your eye injuries? Could be from anything. And we'll get your stories on after the news.
That's right. 6:26 with the Novos for your Valentine's Friday. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You ever have 3, 2, 1.
So I go into the work kitchen yesterday afternoon. I thought, I feel like a coffee. And there on the bench, right, are 2 1-litre bottles of milk. And there's some printouts underneath them. So did you guys hear about that whole E. coli thing? There were certain dates with the dairy farmer's milk and certain sizes.
Only through you.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Yeah, well, anyway. You call me a hypochondriac, Jade, so I just wanted to highlight something right now. I sent through a message to the group because, look, the dates were the dates that there were issues with, but we didn't purchase it from the supermarkets that were affected. So I go in our little Facebook Messenger group yesterday, guys, I think we've got the E. coli milk. Just to, you know, just have a little laugh.
Stir things up a little.
Jade goes, she took the bait, like, just straight away. She goes, oh, no, I had it in my cereal with it. Will I die? Crevo, very unlikely. Probably nothing will happen. Jade, what does it mean? I'll Google it. So she then sends a message through to the group. Guys, it causes abdominal cramps, vomiting, and bloody diarrhea. It is the leading cause of acute kidney failure in children. It can also cause life-threatening symptoms such as adult kidney failure, fever, bleeding, confusion, seizures. You should get emergency help if you have any of these symptoms.
Yeah, I may have jumped the gun a little
just
bit.
Just a tiny little bit.
I was frightened.
Jade came out in full colours.
I just wanted to see if you'd, like, you know, put a sickness on and run up today off work. It would have been the best stitch up ever.
Bit crook, I think it's the E. coli.
Oh, I've been up all night, guys. I've been on the toilet again.
Up all night watching Netflix, maybe.
Oh, Jade.
I'm fine.
You're fine. No E. coli poisoning today.
Yeah, because you didn't have the affected milk. That's why.
Talking eye injuries next on 13 10 09, Craven. What do you mean by that?
Well, yesterday you smashed yourself in the eye with the big black
headphones.
God, it was funny.
Yeah, the plastic.
You laugh it up, Jake.
I was trying to suppress the laughter, and I felt really bad then because for you, but then because I was laughing.
Well, because it happened moments before we went live to air, and Maddie's like, you know, reeling from the pain.
He was trying to, trying to do his job with one hand and one eye. It was really funny.
Anyway, what I thought we could do, 13 10 09, eye injuries, the funnier the better, of course. Maybe it was you, maybe it was someone you knew.
Nothing worse than copping something to the eye.
Not good.
All right, we'll do it next. Prizes on offer. We've got those movie tickets up for grabs still. We'll do it after Julia Michaels. This is Hurt Somebody at New FM for your Friday morning. Bye. Julia Michaels, Hurt Somebody. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM for your Valentine's Day Friday. It's 6:40 with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. And on 13 10 09 this morning, we want to know all about your eye injuries. Have you copped something to the eye? We want to know the story. I smashed my eye with my headphones yesterday. I got a big bruise today.
And I feel bad for you because I do understand, even though it was funny.
Don't feel bad. Just laughed in my face for 2 minutes.
I know.
Well, that's true.
Now you can laugh. But this happened to me. Ben and I were probably about like 19, 20. This is years ago. Mm. I'd moved out of home. We were living together for the first time.
Young and in love, yeah, the two of you.
You know, love shack. And so we were wrestling. I wanted to try and like hug him. And he was like, no.
It's the story of Benny's life. Come here.
Forced a hug on him in bed. And he was lying down flat, and I went to go in, but he's brought his knees up towards his chest to block the hug. But the thing is, as I was coming down, I copped his knee to the eye.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so like Maddie, mine was a lot worse. Though I had a black eye.
You have to be the center of attention and have the worst injury.
No, but I had a black eye, and I had to see my mum for lunch the next day. So my mum was like, "Jade, is everything okay at home?" I said, "Yeah, Mum. Why?" She's like, "How'd you get the black eye? You can talk to me if you know something's going wrong." And I said, "Mum, it's fine." I said, "Ben didn't hit me, if that's what you're trying to say."
She tripped and fell.
Yeah, and she's like, "Honestly, Jade." And I was like, it got me really angry. I was like, "Mum," I said, "I'm not an idiot. If there's something wrong, I'll tell you." Anyway, she got over that, but she didn't believe me.
Was she really paranoid about Ben for like a period of time afterwards?
No, she's just like, my mum, she's like, until you have a daughter or a child, you'll never understand. You know, as a parent, you're always protective and I'll always love you.
You know when you're telling these stories, Jade,
yeah.
Is she really that dramatic?
I'm dead. She's that dramatic.
Maddie, I mean, Maddie, I get it. I do work with you. I do know that you are a bit dramatic.
Have you ever heard the saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
You know, I'll own that. But the thing is, I may be dramatic, but I don't over-exaggerate a story.
Right.
So that is legit, the conversation and how it goes down.
Well, she works at the courthouse
exactly.
as well, so she's seen it all.
She sees it, and so that's why she got much more protective of us when we were younger, because she's just like, I deal with people day in, day out, off the streets.
I love how you go, oh, my mum works at the courthouse like she's a police officer. She works at the courthouse.
But yeah, so
what is her role there?
mum.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know what the official title is, but she deals
security.
With, no. Yeah. Like, you know, civil lawsuits and stuff, like clerks stuff, like right, administrating
right. So she's reading
stuff.
Over cases day in
day
out,
yeah.
Right, and saying all this.
Well, Jade, you take the cake for the worst eye injury. There you go.
Well, thanks, Fatty.
No.
Is it worthy of a gold star?
No. Definitely not.
Definitely not that
unlucky. But, guys, I found something actually quite frightening in my mailbox only a day ago. And I was umming and ahhing if we should really have a chat about it on the show, but I think we should. I think, you know, it's something that people need to be aware of because I actually found a needle in my mailbox.
Jeez, that's not...
No, not good. So we'll have a little bit more of a discussion on it in a sec.
Okay, we'll do it next. 6:44, good morning. Creed, Higher, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. 21 degrees at Fassie Fern and Merriweather this morning.
Yes, and guys, I was actually quite shocked the other day because I came home and I went to check my mail and I found a needle in my letterbox.
Not like a sewing needle.
No, like an actual, you know, injection needle. And so I've actually never been in this situation before. So I basically called my husband, spoke to my sister-in-law. I was like, what do I do? And they're like, Jade, you can just pick it up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to touch it. So anyway, I ended up calling the police and they came and got it for me. Thank you very much for them for doing that. But the thing is, what sort of concerned me the most was that my one of my neighbours actually has a small child. I think he's about 5. And he always checks the mailbox all the time.
Like yours or theirs?
No, theirs. Right. And I was just thinking, what if that got put, that needle was in their mailbox and, you know, he's gone and checked the mail and then something quite serious could have happened. You know, he could have stabbed himself, picked it up, played with it, and my neighbours wouldn't have known.
So, like, it's quite an alarming thing to find, and if you haven't encountered something like that before, I can see why you'd get, like, a bit weird about it.
Oh, freaked me out, because I've never done drugs, so I was like, oh my God, like, what is this?
You sent through the photo to our Facebook group, so it did have a cap on it. So what's obviously happened is someone's walked past your house, they've wanted to dispose of it real quick, and they've just popped it in your letterbox.
Yeah.
But still very scary, you're right, for your neighbour whose child does check the letterbox, which makes me think, you know what, maybe they should be a bit more vigilant, maybe not let the child do that. Because you live in the same suburb, Jade, as a methadone clinic, yeah?
Yeah, well, the suburb does have one. Well, they, you know, anyway, but yeah. So I don't know if it should be like a council or government thing that they have more sharps boxes around or at the clinic that people can use. I'm not sure because obviously there's people in, you know, the Broadmeadow Hamilton area that, you know, are doing drugs and are going to and from this particular surgery. So, don't know.
I think to me that sounds like there's a need for more sharps bins around. I mean, I've had one in my yard before.
Yeah, and you were at Mayfield.
Yeah. So, like, that's probably the same sort of thing. Yeah. Probably good to have a few more sharps bins around because obviously people feel the need to dispose of it and be better to have it in a safer way.
Yeah.
You know, like, just to be for everyone's public safety, basically. So maybe that's what's needed.
I know, well, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I know, like, as I said, it would have been shocking for you, but in these particular areas, I mean, I used to live in King's Cross, so they used to be on my doorstep every morning, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad. I used to live in Woolloomooloo, which is like basically one suburb back from King's Cross, and there's a lot of homelessness and whatnot around there. And the unfortunate thing about that is that drugs, you know, are linked, in this instance, they mostly are linked to people that are homeless or, you know, in a difficult position in life. Very irresponsible of whoever done that to put it in someone's letterbox.
Yeah.
But
like, what if, you know, it could have happened to anyone who checking their mail put their hand in.
Yeah,
like,
without looking.
And like, if they, like, this person did put the cap on, like, so thanks for that. But the thing is, if they didn't, if they honestly were that sort of person who didn't give a damn, like, you know, I'd be going through a whole medical situation right now. This happened to a friend of mine. And, like, it goes on for, I think, about a good year. You have to go in and, you know, they talk you through, you know, if you, like, counselling sessions and stuff. Like, it's actually a very full-on thing.
Yeah.
it, like, which I would never, ever, or anyone should have to go through because of someone else's irresponsibility.
No, it is terrible. You did the right thing. When you haven't encountered that, you called the police. There are a lot of resources online. I know you posted on your Facebook, Jade, you know, what to do if you do find one. So, you know, if you do find one, look it up. If you haven't encountered it before, you know, just be smart about it, really.
Yeah.
That's right. And I think, like, you know how they, on a lot of bins, they used to have, like, the little ashtray connected to it?
They almost...
Oh, do they?
Need, like, a sharp, like, an equivalent sharps bin, like, little container connected to the public, bins,
that's
maybe.
Actually that's really a good idea. Solution because, you know what, the reality of it is, and it's not pinpointing certain areas, but that's just the reality of it.
There's drugs everywhere.
Yeah, but there are problem areas in every single city in the world.
That's right.
So I think, you know, maybe it's the local government's job to identify where the most problems are. And you're right, Kriver, maybe add something to the bins, like the smoking bin, that's sort of a safe and secure
spot for them, just for everyone's public safety. Wouldn't cost a lot compared to the public health costs.
And I mean, if I were your neighbour, I would not be letting my child check the letterbox.
Well, I told her straight away, and she's like, yep, he's no longer going to be doing that. So
unfortunately, it's not like it was, you know, when our parents were growing up, where this thing didn't really happen.
That's right.
So, it's something that's really been prevalent in the last 20, 30 years. And it's like, you know what, like, a lot of people aren't educated, and you can't let your kids do the same things that you did as a child.
Yeah.
It's the little things like checking the mail, but that's the reality.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It used to bring me so much joy checking the mail.
Very excited. Did it really? I think it's a mundane task that I hate doing because I have to get the key, downstairs and open it up. Anyway, up next, very exciting, guys. All week we've been doing the Novo's Kiss and Tell, of course, Newcastle's biggest social dating experiment. And tonight is the night. We're going to be hooking up Hunter singles left, right and centre.
That's right. It's going to be awesome.
They're going to find love.
They are. We're going to chat more about...
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. 3, 2, 1.
So, guys, you know how a little while ago on the show we talked about how, some supermarkets were selling, you know, the mints in smaller packs, in the packets?
Yeah.
So maybe you buy a 500-gram packet and then there's really only, like, 250 grams in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, if you look on the Woolworths packets, next to the gram, so it says, like, 500 grams, little G, next to it there's a little E, and that E actually means estimate, which legally means they can just put an estimated amount in. They don't have to actually weigh it.
So
that's terrible.
Remember that person called up that was like the meat weight inspector?
Yeah.
I feel like she should have known that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so that's something to keep an eye out for. If it's got the E, they're legally covered.
Is there a way to double check that? Can you ask them to weigh it?
I always wondered what that was because I have seen that on the packet.
E, that just means estimate. So you can just, the only way, I guess, is bring your own scale.
Well, I could pick up the...
Do you have a kitchen scale?
Yeah, but I'm not taking that to the shop. So
why not, Jade?
Because I don't want to... It's an inconvenience to myself as a consumer.
Oh.
If I decided to pick up the 500-gram packet, though, and take it to the butcher area, the butchery, and said, hey, can you please just double-check this weight? They could do that for me.
I guess so.
Jeez.
God, you be...
These are such
boring problems, guys.
not saying you're going to do it 100%, you're going to do it. I can't
but
wait.
But you know what? They could be the reason why my recipes are never working out.
That's true.
Definitely,
do you know
not
what
it.
You should do? Look, quick hack for you. Don't bother going to the butcher part, Jade. You just go to the fruit section and chuck it in the fruit weigh.
There you go. Easy. There's a scale hanging in there.
Aww.
They've got them everywhere for you, so they've given you the tools to be not ripped off.
You're a clever monkey.
Or bring your own scale. I can't wait to hear you when that happens.
Oh, I do would like to see
it'll
that.
It'll be on your Facebook story as well, which will be awesome.
So I'm just bringing my scales to the shops. She pulls it out of the bag. Hey, guys, very exciting because tonight the Novos Kiss and Tell. It's Newcastle's biggest ever social dating experiment. So we've got a whole heap of Hunter singles. We're putting them all on a boat with NASA from MAFS plus us tonight. some booze, free champagne on arrival, canapes. It's going to be a really fun night, guys. Some pumping beats. We're going to chat more about it next because, you know what? We really do want to find a love story here.
Oh, it is. It is
how nice would that be? All right, chat more next. After this, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa. This is One Kiss at New FM. It's 7:21 at Nobby's. Good morning.
Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise
with Nova Cruises.
Visit novacruises.com.au.
Kiss and tell.
Yes, that's right. Tonight is the big night, guys. I'm so excited because us little lovebirds here, we're trying to hook up the Hunters singles. And this has been such a great experiment, guys, because so many people have actually gotten involved in this. And I didn't realize, I hoped, but I didn't realize how many people, you know, just are so unlucky in love and they're just willing to give something a go. So
that's right.
Thank you to everyone that's been involved this week. Tonight, 6 p.m., it's going to be great, guys. And I was thinking what we would do is, of course, NASA's going to be there. We're going to do our little live stream on Facebook. So, you know, we love a live stream here at the Novo. So we're going to have a whole little live stream zone. It's almost going to be like an online TV show. So if you're at home tonight, you've got nothing to do and you've watched our past live streams, you know they're going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So get involved.
Bust open a packet of chips and crack a beer and watch it. It'll be very entertaining watching people, you know,
interact, like meet for the first time.
It's a real Big Brother type situation on a boat.
It's almost like it's almost like a really low budget version of Maths, but on Facebook instead of TV.
Yeah, exactly right. Way more entertaining too, and more real. Maps and stuff like that, that's all just made up. They cut it together however they want. You want to see real reality? This is it.
And I tell you what, we've actually got an array of different people and ages, so hopefully there's someone there for everyone. I mean, obviously you're not always going to, you know,
Match up
with someone, but you know what? You've got to give it a try. Mm. Like, you know, we were saying yesterday on the show, I've been single for a long time, and you do get to a point where it's like, where do I go from here if something doesn't work out?
Yeah.
So, like I said, Matt, props to everyone that's gotten involved.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed we find some love stories tonight, guys.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, we met. I'm really looking forward to watching Ashley tonight. We met her earlier in the week on the show. I think she's very outgoing, and with her, I think her best mate Samantha's actually coming on the boat too.
How good's that?
So, I think they're going to be the two to watch because I think they're my. If we had to put bets on, I think they're going to find love tonight.
Really?
Yeah, because I think when you're confident like they are, I think they're going to get out there, they're going to put themselves out there tonight and we'll meet someone.
That's so good. Well, fingers crossed for everyone.
This is what it's all about, though. It doesn't matter if, you know, this is what we wanted from this boat. It doesn't matter if you're confident, you're shy. It's literally no judgment. Mm. Come on the boat and just, you know, give it a crack.
Have a chat to someone new.
Exactly. And do you know what? NASA was on the show yesterday, of course, from Maps, and his advice was, which I actually thought, love him or hate him, he does have some good insights sometimes. NASA's like, you know what? Instead of asking, you know, the big mistake that a lot of people make when they, you know, first meet someone is they literally go and ask them about their job. What do they do for work? You know, what do they do for a living? How much money do they have? And it's like, you know what? Just try something different. Ask them about themselves. And about each other versus what they do.
Here's a big tip.
Yeah.
This is my dating tip. Ready for it?
If you go.
Everyone loves talking about themselves. So if you just keep asking, like, if you're shy and you don't like talking about yourself, you just keep firing the questions at the other person and you'll be fine all night.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Great tip.
Thank you.
Producer Jackson up next with what's the goss? What's on the way, my friend?
Creepy Uncle Jim Carrey in the news and also big baby news. I'm not going to let you know who, but I'm very excited about this.
Excellent. It's 7:16 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo at New FM. Good morning, Yui.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Producer Jackson, how are you?
I'm good. Good, guys.
Tell us what's the goss?
So Creepy I'm Cool, Jim Carrey, he's back. He's doing that movie Sonic.
He's not even creepy. I love Jim Carrey.
Okay, you stand by that. Anyway, so, of course, he's been doing the publicity rounds. You know how they go around to people's, like, reporters coming in to interview them, whatever?
Yeah.
So he had this to say to a young female reporter, which people are up in arms about. Oh. if it ever works.
Typical computers. After all you've done in your career and in your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list?
Just you.
Oh, wow.
That's it. It's all done now.
I don't know what to say to that.
You say stranger danger and you walk away.
Nah, you know what? Awkward phrasing. Did he mean like the interview with her?
I wouldn't have a clue. I'm not in his mind. I just think he's a bit creepy, to be honest.
You made
made
a creepo alarm for this, didn't you, Jackson?
Oh, yes.
Can I play it?
Yeah, play it.
Creep. Alert.
He's got Jim Carrey.
No, he's got a very dodgy history, especially like in the last couple of years, going through court and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
This is not
how sleazy. Like you're Jim Carrey. If you really want to find a woman, I don't think you need to hit on them on camera.
Well, hey, who knows what she was, the advances she was making when the camera wasn't on? You don't know.
Yeah, that's true. You can't just assume
that because he makes one comment that it's all him.
But sure, you know, surely if it's just the chat, just do it afterwards, I guess, I think is what.
Yeah.
Where that's going. I don't know.
I've got to listen to the full interview.
Okay.
Want more context? Fair enough. How factual.
Anyway, this is. Okay, you're on your own there. Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner. Are you a fan?
Yes.
Okay, so she married a Jonas brother. Now she's about to become a Jonas mother because apparently she's pregnant.
Wow.
Really? That's exciting.
Oh, congratulations to her.
And she got the hot Jonas brother as well, thank God.
Not the dud old one. Is that the first Jonas brother to have a kid?
No, I think Kevin has children.
Mm.
Oh, okay. So this is Joe Jonas's wife, yeah?
Yeah, Joe Jonas.
Yeah. Wow, there you go.
Congratulations. That's exciting. That's really nice.
Jeez, they're a cute little family. Remember the days of the Jonas Brothers when they used to get around with their purity rings on? And
Do you know one of them had a real estate TV show?
No.
Really?
Yeah, he was like flipping houses.
It was like Vanilla Ice style.
Yeah, the older, uglier one.
Wow. Interesting.
We all need a hobby.
Was that successful or?
Well, he's back in music, so probably not.
Probably not. There's another failed TV show.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Jackson.
They only got married last year. That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, Vegas wedding.
Yeah.
Wow. Quick turnaround. I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackson. Coming up next here on the show, we are playing age, sex, location. That's right. We give out an age, sex, and location. If it matches you, give us a ring on 131009 and you get to spin the cash balls with your lucky number. It comes out, you win the dosh, guys.
That's it. $1,000 instantly. All right. So for today's age, sex, and location, we are saying a 26-year-old female from the Singleton Council area. So if that's you, you know, if that's the area you live in, and you're 26 and a female, 131009, and you could win $1,000 instantly.
Spin in your Friday cash balls next. News time, 7:28. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one. All right, so $1,000 up for grabs. Very easy to get. All you need to do is be 26-year-old female from the Singleton Council area. So not just Singleton itself, but that whole council area. Call us up 131009 and you get a chance at $1,000 instantly.
Do you know what? It's Friday. I'm feeling lucky. If you know, you played the same numbers in the lotto every week even. You know, maybe you know someone that's 26 female from Singleton. Get them to call. Because if they get their number out of our cash ball contraption, they win $1,000. It's a 1 in 30 chance. Those odds are unbeatable.
That's right. There's no other easier way to win money. So
no.
26, female, Singleton Council area. 131009. Call now for your chance at a grand instantly.
Excellent. Going to do it after Kid Rock all summer long here at 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much. Oh,
wow. The Novos.
Age.
This is your birthday. Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? $1,000, easy to win it. All you need to be right now is 26, female, and from the Singleton Council area, 131009, of course, is the number.
Now, Jade, you've got the cash balls there. You're feeling really powerful there with those balls
you
every day.
Love, I am. You love jingling them around.
I know.
You,
I do love playing with my balls in the spinner here. Look. Oh,
do you know what, Jade?
Excites me spinning it.
I honestly think you should look at a career as a game show assistant.
Well, I've always wanted to
like
be that.
Deal or No Deal Girl, or maybe like the Letter Turner on Wheel of Fortune.
Yes!
I know neither of those shows are on here anymore, but you know, you never know.
There's always another one coming along.
Was a dream.
Maybe, oh, Jade, do you know what I'd love to see Jade doing, Cravo? I'd love to see her doing The Chase. You can be one of the chase experts that sit up in the tower.
You'd be great at that.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're so sweet.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Bella. Hey, Bella, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Bella, 26, female from Singleton. You got this. What's your lucky number?
Number one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Are you ready to spin the cash balls, Jade?
Yes, here we go. Spinning the balls. We're getting a really good mix. We're looking for ball number one. Ball number one.
Okay, one's popping out now. Here it is. You've got the ball there, Jade. Are we ready? Okay, Bella, why did you choose number one?
I don't know.
Good enough answer.
Very good. Jade, Bella, reveal the news.
It's number seven.
Oh,
sorry.
You're terrible. Sorry,
thanks,
Bella.
Guys.
Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy your day. Back before 9 o'clock this morning with another age, sex, location. Up next, interesting one.
Yes.
So, Jade, obviously, we've worked together for a while. Now, Crevo and I, before working here, I never really had met you or had any sort of affiliation with you. Crevo, though, never met him before, but it turns out that we went to the same radio school only 2 years apart.
Yes, the exact same radio school that I hear so much about all the time because you guys love to tell little stories and you can get a little bit competitive, like, oh, this teacher was my favourite. No, this teacher loved me.
Comparing experiences.
All the time. And I noticed...
Battle scars.
I noticed that you guys sort of like to compete in a way, like, who was the better student? It's what it comes
nerdy.
Across.
Very nerdy.
Very nerdy, but adorable, endearing. So we actually got one of your teachers that you both had for a class at your radio school.
Fiona Smith.
Yeah, Fiona.
We had a chat to her to find out who was the ultimate student.
Like, put this argument to bed once and for all. And I was well up for it.
Oh, yeah. And do you know what? See, I was a bit of a teacher's pet with Fiona. So I'm like, you know what? I got this in the bag. Of course she's going to pick me.
Well, we'll find out who she picked after this.
Okay, 7:43 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
BB Rex are meant to be. We're live across Newcastle for your Valentine's Day Friday, 7:53 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now, Jade, we were just saying before that it's Maddie versus Crevo this morning. Who was the better student? Of course, Crevo and I both went to the same radio school, so let's do it. Now, we're joined by our former teacher.
This is
Fiona Smith from the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. Now, Fiona, thank you for joining the show. Have you heard it before?
I've heard your show. I am a big fan of the Novos.
Aww,
thank you very much. Well, how much did Maddie pay you to say that?
Yeah.
I'll double
it. No, the general manager's been in touch, no.
There's a little to and fro between these guys because they both reckon that they were the better student and we sort of want to put this to bed. So we've got some questions here we'd like to ask you. We thought we'd just go straight to the source.
All right, guys. Well, Jade, you've got some questions for Fee, so let's start.
All right.
Let's kick it off.
Fee, question one. What was your first impressions of each of the boys?
Oh, they were both very, very talented.
Oh, that's so sweet. You've got to pick one, though, Fee.
Yeah.
My first impression. The question was, what was your first impression?
Don't get ahead of yourself, Maddie.
All right. Okay, all right. Who did better in their assignments and homework?
Definitely Crevo.
Yeah. I can see that.
Maddie needed some reminders. Yeah.
Come on, this is June.
They always did come through, though.
And look, just back to first impressions. My first impressions, Maddie was a classic radio gun. he had the passion and drive, was like a big fan of radio, had friends in radio, wanted to be in radio, let him into radio, let him behind the desk, let's do radio. Crevo was also very passionate about radio, but had come from a very much a different career path. So he was a surprising wild card.
Okay.
This is interesting. This is interesting insight.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. He was a wild card because I think actually he had a very sensible, established career in finance and banking.
Yeah, that's true.
And I worked in a paint shop. I guess, okay, yep, that's one for Crevo.
All right, speaking of wild, did either of the boys cause any trouble?
Trouble? Not so much trouble. I did think, I do remember Maddie campaigning to to change the venue of graduation, which I think was successful. So... He demonstrated strong leadership skills with that.
That's a point to Maddie.
Yeah, that's a point to Maddie. Also, to this day, still campaigning for stuff, so nothing's changed.
He's exactly the same.
I think that's a win for Maddie.
All right, one each.
Consistency. All right, who was the more promising student?
Oh, there's a hard one.
It's a tricky one.
Look, Maddie made a lot of promises.
Nothing's changed.
You know
what's
funny? He does it, yeah.
I don't know that he came through on all of them, but he did make a lot.
Okay, one for Crevo.
All right, this is the lucky last. Who was more punctual?
Punctual,
yeah.
Oh, look, I think both of them actually were very punctual.
Taking the classes seriously.
That's a tiebreaker. We need another. Who did the most incredible online content would have to be Crevo, and I really need to find you the Crevo cooking video from early YouTube days.
Oh, yes, please. That would be amazing.
We'll try and track that down.
Do you know what, though? I think the tiebreaker should be right. Yeah. We've waited all of these years, Crevo. Faye, who was your favourite student out of Crevo and myself?
Oh, I don't have favourites.
Oh, what a loser.
It's like parenting. You can't have favourites.
What a cop-out.
Good answer.
I know it's me, guys, because I've kept in touch with Fee all of this time. Have you, Crevo?
Well, we've just reconnected. Oh,
okay. I don't reconnect every year at the Australian Commercial Radio Awards. We do a high-five.
Yeah, a little chat. We've caught up a few times.
Now, Fee, thank you for being a good sport. Now, we will say, of course, if anyone out there does want to get into radio, all serious now. Afters is such a great opportunity for people to get in. I always get asked, how did you get into radio? I mean, that was really the key for me. So, Fee, are you guys taking applications still, or like what have you got going on at the moment?
We have lots of courses available if you are wanting to get in touch and you'd love to explore radio and podcasting opportunities. Please go to our website. It's aftrs.edu.au.
Oh, there's the plug. There she is, Fee.
Thanks for settling the score.
Love the show.
Oh, do you know what? I'm still her favourite. I know. She just didn't have the heart to tell you.
I don't know if that solved anything.
It solved nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
It's fanned the flames.
It's really funny because Jade didn't get into the same radio school.
Yeah.
You tried.
I tried. I didn't get in. But I got a full-time job.
Hey, you got it.
We all do the same job, right? So.
You didn't pay $20,000. Hey, do you know what, guys? Coming up next, we have an incredible prize to give away, of course. Love Week here at New FM. Wrapping it up, Balloon Aloft are giving an incredible experience away to one lucky couple a weekend away at the Crown Plaza. Mm-hmm. Dinner and this incredible balloon ride. Jay, tell us about it.
This balloon is actually a love heart. It is a love heart-shaped hot air balloon. It excites me so much because if I was planning on getting engaged, if Ben didn't force him to put a ring on it, I would love this. It's a dream way to get re-engaged.
Yes, indeed. All right, so what we're going to do is call our winner next, live on air. So if you made the standby list, stand by your phones. It's coming up after the news.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yes, guys. You know what? Coming up next, what an experience we're about to give away, Jade. Thanks to Balloon Aloft, an incredible weekend away. Beautiful balloon ride over the Hunter Valley. Crown Plaza stay, a couple of nights there, plus dinner. I mean, it doesn't get better than that, does it?
No, this is a dream for Valentine's Day.
What an awesome prize. And imagine you, you know, you bring this to your partner and you don't even have to say you want it. Just go, look, this is what's happening this weekend.
And the beauty of this is that it's just down the road.
Yeah,
you don't have
right.
to go far, and it's so easy to get stuck doing the same old thing day in, day out on a weekend. Whereas this, you know, it's like go down out to Hunter Valley, you can explore the local area.
That's right.
I tell you what, whoever wins this, going to get very lucky tonight, I feel.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, they'll be lucky already, well, won't they, Matt?
Well, I mean, that really nice dinner at the Crown Plaza, I mean, that's just luck in itself right there.
So much getting lucky, eh?
If you were on the standby list, stand by your phones because we're going to call our winner live on air next, straight after Screaming Jets, better at New FM. Good morning. Happy Friday. Bang your head, Jade, to the guitar. There you go, bang. Hey, it's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Currently 21 degrees at Maitland. And, of course, good vibes all round in here today. Valentine's Day. And we are about to give away an incredible prize, Jade.
We are. So, all thanks to Balloon Aloft. Someone is going to win, obviously, balloon flight in a hot air balloon that is in the shape of a love heart.
Over the Hunter Valley.
And no more romantic thing.
And I have done this, and it's amazing because you actually go over all of the vineyards in the Hunter Valley. It's actually
stunning.
Magical. And then when you land, they treat you to a gourmet breakfast, which is delicious, with a wine tasting. And then you get to go and check in at the Crown Plaza at the Hunter Valley for a romantic dinner that night. Couldn't get any better.
Just perfect weekend, isn't it?
Now, I do love a live phone call on air. Nothing like a live surprise, right?
Yeah, okay. Sometimes it can go wrong, you know?
Hey, that's the fun live. Of it. That is the fun of it. Okay, let's get this phone happening.
You, as the listener, are going along with us on the journey.
Here we go. We are dialing this person.
Fingers crossed they answer.
Leah.
Leah, okay. Please answer.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Leah, please?
This is Leah.
Hi, Leah. What radio station are you listening to at the present minute?
105.3.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Excellent. Leah.
Hello,
it is the Novos. Now, we just thought we'd give you a call. How's your V-Day going so far?
Good, thank you.
It's going good. Have you planned anything special for you?
I'm yet to find out, actually.
Have you planned anything special for him?
No.
Well, look, you better keep the weekend free because you've won the Balloon Aloft experience. Woohoo!
Thank you so much.
Oh,
you're very welcome.
Good. This prize, incredible. Jade, run through what Leah wins yet again.
Okay, Leah, real quick, you get to travel in a love heart shaped hot air balloon across the beautiful Hunter Valley. You end it with a gourmet breakfast and wine tasting. Then you check into the Crown Plaza at the Hunter Valley for a romantic couple of nights.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Leah, do you usually celebrate Valentine's Day?
We normally have a dinner or something together, so we might not have to do it. We can wait.
And have you been in a hot air balloon before?
I have never, and it's actually, I'm really scared of it. But I'm going to have to be brave.
I'll tell you now, it's not scary whatsoever.
Nothing to worry
it's
about.
It's a lot of fun.
One more thing for you, Leah. Just wanting to know, how long's it been since you went away for a weekend, you know, just a nice romantic weekend?
Oh, just the two of us. I honestly can't even think.
How long have you been together for?
We've been together for 15 years.
Wow.
Tell us about your hubby. What's his name?
His name's Mark. He's a really hard worker. He's a great dad and hubby. So well deserved for him. I'm so happy.
Oh, Leah, we're so happy for you that we could give you this prize. So have a great time. Please let us know how you go. It's an incredible experience.
Yeah. Send some photos through to our Facebook page.
Absolutely, I will. And you guys have a great Valentine's Day because you've sure made ours.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Another round of applause.
Thank you. And you can fly with Balloon Aloft. Book your romantic Hunter Valley balloon flight and champagne breakfast now at www.balloonaloft.com. Guys, the big thing coming up next is the song challenge. And I hope I can win this week because I think I've picked a winner of a song, but I don't know. If you've never heard the song challenge before, myself, Maddie and Crevo bring a song to the table and you get to vote which one gets played on 131009.
Excellent. Now, of course, we do, like four-year-olds, have a gold star tally, which you award, Jade. The gold star tally thus far this year is as follows. I am leading on 3, followed by Crevo on 2, and you on 1. Because you actually haven't won a challenge. That was a sympathy star that you got.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I haven't actually won a song challenge.
Are you even
that's a
trying
bit sad.
Anymore? Even
I
trying?
Am, but obviously my songs have sucked. So hopefully this one's a good one.
All right, we're going to do the song challenge next in UFM 819. Diplo, the Joe Bros, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 in UFM with the Novos. 8:25, time for the song challenge.
Yes, I love the song challenge. We all do, because it gets very competitive, because we have a tally board in the studio, which is made up of gold stickers that teachers give out to primary school students, and we're okay with that. Maddie,
you are.
Maddie's winning on 3, Crevo 2, me 1.
Everything to play for,
exactly.
Really, isn't it?
So how the song challenge works is that we all bring a song to the table, and then you get to vote on it. Only one gets played. So 131009 is the number, or you can vote on the live stream, okay?
This is right.
Either way.
Okay, so I did win last week, so I'm happy to go first today. The song that I've chosen is from the year 2014, absolute classic dance song in my opinion. It's by Mike McGough and Dragonette. It's called Outline.
Oh,
this is one of my all-time favourite
songs. This is a great song.
You know what? Sometimes, like, this is my... Like, I listen to this at least once a week.
Really? This is a Maddie tune in the playlist.
Is this, like, when you're in the shower getting ready for a night out or whatever?
Yeah, it definitely, like, goes into a rotation in the shower songs.
Nice one.
Oh, so nice. Okay, who's next?
Okay.
Jade, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next.
Go on,
all right.
Go on.
So, I'm going a little bit older, old school, on Maddie's 2014 one. From 2000, so going back 20 years. This song came out. It was actually Nelly's first solo debut hit that he ever had, right?
Okay. Here we go.
It's Country Grammar.
Good song.
Actually, this is a good song.
Were you a big Nelly fan, Jade?
Yeah, loved Nelly. Tunes. You're driving to work right now? I don't know why it's a cruising song.
It is a cruising song.
Look at you two.
I quite like it.
It's a good tune. It's old school Nelly.
Yeah. Love it. All right, Crevo, your turn.
You guys, if you're wanting to vote for some old songs that you've heard heaps of times, that's fine. Pick Maddie or Jade's. But I've got a new song.
Here we go.
This is brand new Skrillex, Boys Noise and Ty Dolla Sign.
Wow, okay.
The song is called Midnight Hour, and I think this is an absolute banger.
Oh, here we go.
I was always there to listen. Not this time.
Time to talk.
Wow. Solid choice.
No.
Solid choice.
I know.
Yes.
What is this?
I love this.
It's so good.
Anything like these sort of songs, I'm just not down with.
Jade, people are allowed their own taste.
That's right.
This whole thing is about.
Oh,
so
God,
if you want some 20-year-old song, pick Jade.
Excuse me, classic. You loved it.
I do.
131009. The lines are open. You can vote on the Facebook live stream and the new FM Facebook page. So I have Mike McGough, Dragonette, Outlines, Crevo,
Skrillex, Midnight Hour,
and Nelly, Country Grammar.
All right, full song, winner, play next, New FM. Brand new Skrillex, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, 8:41. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, Crevo, we've been very excited all week for what we're about to do now. We have a bearded dragon lizard here in the studio. Jade is very enthusiastic about this. Me, not so much.
Yeah, so essentially what's happening, because it's Valentine's Day, sometimes you might have an ex or something that you're not the happiest with. So what I thought we can do, and 131009, please call the show. If you've got an ex that you don't like, you can name one of the worms we have in here after the ex, and we will feed it to the bearded dragon, to the lizard, live on the air.
Check out the new FM live stream. Katie's like, I'm out. At 13:10:09, if you'd like to dedicate a worm for Azzy, the bearded dragon, to eat right now. Now, Jade, you're over there. Now, we've got the worm. Do you want to do one first, Jade?
For an X.
Go for the. Oh, yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do it. We've got a call coming through right now. Let's take this. I tell you what, we've got a list here. So many people got involved last night for this. Here we go.
Big shout out as well to Janine and the team at Pet Quarters at Taylor's Beach, because they donated the blood worms this morning to. Oh, sorry, the what worms? Super worms to feed Azzy.
Yeah, and it's such a cute lizard. Like, oh. I absolutely love lizards.
New FM, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Pam.
Pam, now, you've got an ex. Would you like to dedicate a worm for Azzy to eat?
I would love to, please.
Okay, the name, please.
Cameron.
Okay.
All right, the first one we are calling Cameron, the first worm. Now, was he a bit of a dog? What did he do?
He cheated on me while we were married for 9 years.
Oh, my God. That's 9 years cheating. All right, that definitely deserves a worm. Oh, Cameron's been eaten already. Gobbled up.
You can re-watch this on the live stream as well when you get to work safely.
That's right.
Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. And, of course, you know, Cameron, now that Cameron has been eaten, is going to be turned into excrement eventually. So it's a great cleansing process, if you will.
Okay, 13:10:09, if you'd like to dedicate a worm for Azzy to eat next, we're going to Berina?
Or Berina?
My heart. I just dropped the worm. I thought the lizard jumped on me.
You're all right. You're all right.
Berina, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
We're good. You've got an ex to dedicate to?
Yes, Graham.
Graham. All right. The second worm is being named Graham.
Okay, so here we go. Graham's been placed on the mat. And he's squirming around, and as he's been eaten. Graham has been eaten.
Now, of course, Graham will be turned into excrement eventually. All right, next one we're doing. It's Kayla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Now, of course, we have the next worm. It's being lined up right now. What's the name of the ex you'd like to name the worm after?
This is actually the girl that slept with my ex-partner, who knew I existed. I'd like to dedicate it to Miranda.
Miranda, okay. Next worm being named Miranda. Already eaten.
Eaten.
Yay, beautiful.
Is that satisfying?
Oh, very, very, very satisfying.
That's what we're trying to do here. It's a bit of a cleansing process.
Oh, so cleansing, amazing. I feel great.
Oh, there's a way to...
What was your ex's name as well?
Joel.
Joel, let's feed Joel as well.
Let's name one Joel. Look at that thing. It's a grub.
Run, Joel.
Oh, Joel's down the hatch.
That's amazing. No worries, Kayla. Can I dedicate one for myself?
Of course you can, Maddie.
Okay, this I would like to dedicate to my first ever partner, who was an absolute piece of crap. His name is Ryan. Ryan... Time to go.
I've been waiting for this. Squirmy.
Oh, yes.
Down the hatch, down the gullet. Look at that. It's very chewy, satisfying.
He's chewing that heaps as well. I'm into that.
Anyway, I think that's a wrap.
Anyone else want one? Crevo? Come on, Crevo.
You know what? Let me think way back. This is high school. If we really want to go that far back.
Last one. Come on, guys. You've got to come.
Abe. We'll give it after Abraham.
Oh, Maddie's doing the feeding. I'll do it.
No, Creamer can. I can't do it.
He cheated on me with Emma at the golf course.
Okay, there you go.
Abe squirming. The superworm Abe. You're going down. Named after my ex.
He's moving across.
He's been eaten.
Down the hatch.
That feels good.
Does that feel better,
Jade? It actually doesn't. Surprisingly, it does feel good.
You know what, guys? That was amazing.
That it was. And like I said, if you're wanting to watch this back, we will be putting this up on our Facebook page as well. So yeah.
Quite incredible. Thank you for all your calls, and I hope we made people feel better out there today. I mean, it's a service that we're providing.
It That's is. Right. Get your superworms there from Pet Quarters too. They're good, juicy worms.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, guys. We really appreciate it. Have you done anything like this before?
No, we haven't. This is an absolute first. So, and it's Azzy's obviously starving. So,
how long have you had Azzy for, Kathy?
We've had her since she was about 8 weeks old.
Wow.
She's only really little. So now she's, as you can see, she's quite big.
Almost, probably what, 30 centimetres long or something?
The end of her tail was bitten off when she was born in a little clutch, though. One of her mates.
Jeez. Okay. So, and she, is she a bearded dragon? Did I have that right?
She is a bearded dragon. She's a central cross with an eastern.
And wow.
She's a very laid back, relaxed.
She's beautiful.
Dragon.
I absolutely love the look of that lizard. Amazing.
She's gorgeous.
Crevo.
She's really, really friendly, and she's quite soft.
Crevo will be snuggling it. Be careful he doesn't run away with Azzy because he loves lizards.
No, you can cuddle her. She loves cuddles. She likes skin on skin because you're warm.
There we go. I'll be giving that a go afterwards.
Thank you so much for coming in today and lending Azzy.
Azzy's staring at me.
Maddie's quite nervous of the lizard.
I have a severe phobia of reptiles.
Oh, sorry, Maddie.
I'll give it one little pat.
There you go.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Brave.
Oh, guys, age, sex, location up next. It's the easiest way to win $1,000 in the Hunter, 1 in 30 chance. All you've got to do is listen out for our age, sex, location. If that matches you, give us a ring on 131009. Our next one, Friday edition. If you are a 34-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area, give us a call right now, 131009, and spin the cash balls. We're going to do it next, right here at New FM. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
to know those.
Age.
It's your birthday. Sex. Location.
$1,000 up for grabs. Very simple. You just wait out for the age, sex, location today. 34-year-old male from the Port Stephens area. So if you're in that council area, you can have a go. Then 1 in 30 chance to score the cash.
All right, let's go to the phone. Zach, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are we?
We're doing good, mate. Doing good. All right, you've got this. What's your lucky number today?
Lucky number would be 19.
Number 19.
Why 19 out of curiosity?
The girlfriend's favourite number.
That's sweet.
Let's spin these cash balls. You ready to go?
Let's
do it, Jade.
Here we go. Spinning the balls.
Let's get ready to win.
They're bouncing around in there.
Yeah,
just like balls should. All right, here we go.
Number coming down the chute. It's fallen on the floor.
Okay, Zach.
For $1,000 instantly on Valentine's Day.
You're lucky now. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, we got suspense.
Sorry, mate.
Getting. You get what you're given.
Beggars can't be chosen.
That's correct.
That's right. Well, your lucky number was 19.
It will be if it's drawn out. If not, I'm scrapping that.
Do you know what, Jade? You're being like, you know, like Australian Idol when these are big people and they waited ages to.
Do you want to go to an ad break?
Yeah, exactly.
I like Zach. He's funny. The number that came out was 11.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for having a crack.
Should have been 11, Zach.
Yeah,
sorry, brother.
11.
Happy Valentine's, mate. Enjoy your weekend. Of course, that was all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Well, guys,
all over.
Friday edition done. Really? It's been an up and down roller coaster. I've had lizards. We fed lizards.
That's right.
After people's exes. That was a highlight for me.
I absolutely love that. God, it was a cute lizard.
And I can't wait to go back and watch it on the live stream.
My heart is still racing. I seriously hate reptiles.
Because, Maddie, you do hate reptiles, and you did have it on your shoulder for a photo.
Yes, I did.
So that proof will be up later as well. But also, are we still doing some Valentine's messages or...?
Oh, yes, they're coming up next. Thank you for all of those. Don't worry. As well, coming up, guys, of course, is 105 commercial free. What's on the way, Jackson?
Oh, yo. Three Doors Down, Kryptonite.
Yeah, awesome. Great song.
Yeah, good song. Also to my man, Dean Lewis. 7 minutes. Checking some Lizzo as well. Good as hell. So feel good Friday.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. And of course, the Kiss and Tell cruise tonight. Don't forget live stream kicking off on the new FM Facebook page from 6. We'll catch you Monday.
Happy Valentine's Day.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.